This is Crime Stoppers on Talk 107.3 FM.
I think I'll go catch me a bed.
A weekly look at fighting crime, stopping crime, and crime prevention.
If you really want to get him, what are you prepared to do?
Everything within the law.
As always, if you have information you think could help solve a crime, call Crime Stoppers at 344-STOP.
All it takes is a phone and an open mind. No one will know.
My eyes only, pal.
It's Crime Stoppers on Talk 107.3 FM.
Yes, it is time for Crime Stoppers, and welcoming into the studio both Lieutenant Don Coppola and, I was asking during the break, do you carry the title with you after you're no longer with BRPD, Johnny Dunham? Yeah. Deputy Chief Johnny Dunham. You get to hang on to that one? You don't have to check it back in on your way out the door? All right.
Not really. Retired.
Deputy Chief Johnny Dunham. But you're not retired, though. You're very active with Crime Stoppers. I mean, that is a big gig in and of itself. 1 week from today.
1 week.
Huge luncheon.
That's right.
Which I was unbelievably humbled to be a part of last year and got an invite again this year. It's awesome. We'll get to all that in a minute.
You actually were an award recipient last year.
I was an award.
Yes.
It's over there. It's over there on the shelf somewhere.
Top shelf.
Yeah, top shelf for that one. That's right. All the LAB awards are on the bottom shelf. The Crime Stoppers Award is on
and
the top shelf.
Where it should be.
Right next to Financial Peace University from Dave Ramsey. Hey, y'all know my priorities. All right. We'll get to all that in a little bit. Right now, though, can we start off with some numbers here?
Yes. So, you know, Brian, I'm here every week, and there's nowhere else I would want to be. And we're talking about bad guys. We're catching bad guys. So for the listeners, they hear this, they call in, and, well, is this really working? Well, just for July of this year, we assigned over 250 code numbers. So being that Crime Stoppers is anonymous, you call in, we get the information, we assign a code number. That code number is how we identify you to the information you gave. Again, it's up to the tipster to call us back, to check on the status of their tip, to give us more information on that tip. Well, if that tip identifies a fugitive we talk about or locates someone at large, that individual gets a cash reward. So for July of 2023, just July, we paid out $11,400.
In 1 month?
In 1 month. Okay. So this program works. It's been around for over 40 years. And Johnny's here to talk about the luncheon that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Those proceeds help pay out to these tipsters. So the program can be even more successful than it already is.
It is part of the continuation of what's such an amazing thing. 11 grand in 1 month. That's a pretty big number. 250 codes. So walk me through a little bit about the code. It's like, when you say code, does that mean 250 calls, or does that mean 250 calls that resulted in sending someone to the bank?
Yeah, so the over 250 calls that came in, that new code numbers were assigned. And that's not including, hey, I'm checking on the status of my tip.
Right.
So the calls well exceed that number. These are just new tips that are given out, issued out to the callers with information that they have.
So that 11 grand is divided up over those 250 calls, right?
No. The calls, if they pan out, like,
right,
you have 250-something calls. Say 10 of those calls actually led to an arrest that month, but it takes usually a couple weeks before the detectives finally get us an answer back whether the tip led to the arrest.
So okay,
once their tip that's assigned leads to an arrest, then we schedule them for payment for that month. So the payments that we made in July may be from calls several months or a month before.
I got you. Okay.
There's
not a direct correlation.
It may just be a week or two before.
Right.
It just depends, you know, whether the tip led to the arrest.
Okay, so July's dollars are not July's codes, but
be part of
them. Maybe a couple calls from July that actually got paid immediately because it may have been a fugitive arrest. They
right.
may have called and said, you know, they saw somebody on TV or heard them on the radio, and they called in, gave us a tip. Immediately, the person was there, they made the arrest, and then they're scheduled for payment immediately.
This is our Crime Stopper segment. We've got Lieutenant Don Capole and Deputy Chief Johnny Dunham in with us, talking a little bit about the numbers from July. Is it what else do we have to break down from there? Because you got a sheet going on here, man.
Yeah, we look. It's a lot of numbers. Each crime is broken down as far as homicide, narcotics, fugitives, and we keep track of those numbers just to see where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as far as homicide, you know, 17 homicide calls, 58 narcotics calls, fugitives, 30. And the point I'm making here is your listeners, they're calling.
Right.
And that's what we want. We want to keep paying these awards out. And, you know, people are unsure, where do you collect this money from? Where does this money come to pay these tipsters? And Johnny's going to get into that. But know that we can't do it without you. We thank you for you, your listeners, for what they do by picking up the phone, by sending us through the tips through the P3 Tips app. And we wanted to continue to build on this and get these numbers even higher.
All right, Johnny, let's walk through it a little bit, because there could be some confusion here, because y'all work so closely with every law enforcement agency out there, but you're not a governmental law enforcement agency.
No, we are 501c3.
Right.
The funding we get to pay these tips comes from donations. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we are embedded in the violent crime unit at the state police. That is where Don and Brandy, who's the crime information specialist there, that's where they receive the calls, the tips. They walk, they're right there down the hall from the detectives for state police, for the EBR Sheriff's Office, and for BRPD. And they can pick up the phone and call Ascension, call Livingston, call the other eight parishes or seven other parishes besides East Baton Rouge Parish that Crime Stoppers covers. So, yeah, our luncheon that we're having next Thursday is our largest fundraiser of the year. There are still some tables available. You can go on crimestoppers225.com, look for the donation tab or the events tab, tap on it, look for the luncheon. If you want to buy a table for the luncheon, that would help out greatly.
Okay, speaking from experience, the luncheon is first class. It's at the Renaissance Hotel. So we're 1 week away from it right now. It's coming up Thursday, September 21st. Registration will begin at 11. The luncheon will begin at 11:30. And it is first class from start to finish. First of all, food is wonderful.
Yeah, they do a great job.
And that's the least impressive thing about the room. The way the format rolls through and the honoring of the officers and everybody that comes through there. Having sat through it last year, and Alondra came with me last year. It was just a phenomenal experience from start to finish.
And that's what the main objective of the luncheon is to honor the detectives and all that work so diligently during the year to follow up on these tips, to make these arrests, to help keep their community safe. And also we honor the fallen law enforcement officers' families that occurred during the year. So we actually have three honorees' families this year. So
yeah, goodness gracious, that was such a it gets very emotional.
Yes,
to be sure.
It's
needed though. It is worthwhile in that everybody in that room needs to know how well they're supported out in the community, and that's a big day for it. So if you go to crimestoppers225.com, you can get tickets there, or go to the Capital Region Crime Stoppers Facebook page, and the link to it is right there as well. That's where I found it.
Okay, great.
Availability right now, individual tickets, tables, what's open?
Yeah, we have all of the above. Tables available. I think we have close to five or six tables available, and we have some individual tickets as well.
And it goes on. It's at the Renaissance Hotel. You'll know where that's at, over off of Blue Bonnet. What else do folks need to know about it?
It starts at 11:30. It's a luncheon, 11:30 to 1. We just want you to come out. Coach Palminteri is our guest speaker.
That's what I was missing, was the guest speaker.
Yeah, Coach Palminteri, he's just a fabulous speaker, and so he agreed to be our speaker, and if you've never heard him, he's just incredible.
And if you've heard him four times in the last 3 months, he's still incredible. So he's awesome. Matt still handling MC duties? Oh, so yes, good.
He does a great job.
Yeah, that guy's money in the
bank. And just to come out.
Matt Williams from WAFB, by the way.
Yeah, just to come out and see these honorees and the work. You know, we talk about Tom and Tom again, the work that's being done. And this year, out of Livingston Parish, one of their canines had actually, we did some work together. And so I believe the canine is actually going to be there as well. So if you're into dogs,
does the canine get a fillet?
I don't see why not. Well, I don't see why not.
The canine, I
don't know if like they have their own special diet. Well, it's got to be like everybody gets a fillet and he gets.
That's
going
to be on the. That's going to be on the handler.
Yeah,
but
I don't know if the handler would want.
He will be offered a fillet.
The canine needs a fillet. Get him off gravy train and over to the fillet.
I don't want him looking at anybody's arm.
I understand.
I don't think Jason Ard wants to play for fillets for his canines.
I mean. kind of earned it. You're on the clock, Jason. Anyway, this is the seventh one. How's it grown over years?
It really has grown. You know, we've seen an increase in participation amongst law enforcement. They've really embraced it. All the different sheriffs and chiefs of police in the eight parish area have really embraced it. You know, we've had individuals that were politicians speaking. Mm-hmm. You know, this year being election year, kind of wanted to stay away from the political speaking and get somebody that was more about leadership, which obviously Paul Mineri's all about. So, but it has grown definitely over the years.
Check out the Capital Region Crime Stoppers Facebook page to get the link, or go to Crime Stoppers website, crimestoppers225, to grab that link. Tickets are still available. A couple of full tables are still available. Johnny Dunham, Don Coppola, thank you all so much,
thank
as always.
Thank you, Brian.